Lovey, the Packers have had your number here in recent years. How frustrating is that, and why do you think that's been the case?
We're just not living in the past. You know, before that, we had their numbers. So I just don't think what's happened in the past, and all of that is in the past, has much to do with what's going on right now. We feel good about our chances at Soldier Field this week. Simple as that.
Coach, after a really strong start, you know, a struggle the last 4 of the 5 weeks, what are your main reasons for that, concerns, and how do you think you can change that for this week's game?
Well, early on, we made plays. You know, things went our way. During the course of the year, a football season, NFL season, you just have to realize things are all going to go your way for a period of time, and you're going to get wins. There will be a period of time normally where things just don't, and you're a play away from, you know, things going your way, and that's been the case lately. We've had opportunities. All the games we've lost, except for really maybe a couple where we were really outplayed. But we feel like, you know, when we've seen problems, we've corrected them. And now, each year, no matter what, I look at history. And part of history we look to is that teams normally get hot at the end. And we want to be one of those teams that's going to get hot. It's about this 3-game season that we have starting with Green Bay.
How big of a challenge is it to get ready for a game? No, not just this game, but any game when you're having to do a walkthrough practice on Wednesday because you got so many guys banged up.
It's tough, but you know, that's what we have. You know, we had a lot of injuries from the last game. It would really be tough if we had a lot of injuries and we didn't think the guys would be back ready for this big game we have this weekend. We don't think that's the case. Each week, there are different things you have to deal with. You know, you play a Monday night game, and, you know, you're a day behind. And for us, we're a little banged up. We're going to heal up. And sometimes, you know, just getting guys fresh is as important as anything. And so we've adjusted. We're still getting a lot of other, even though we can't do a lot practice-wise today, there's a lot of mental work that we can do, and we still feel like we're getting ready for the game this weekend.
Have you ever done a walkthrough before on a Wednesday like this?
Well, we're getting a lot done. That walkthrough, you're not seeing what we're doing. We're getting a lot of stuff done still. I mean, we just don't have a full-fledged practice. Yeah, every Monday night game, that's normally what we do. We don't practice after Monday night game on Wednesday. So this isn't a big deal on what we're doing.
Could you talk about the change you had to make with Robbie's injury at kicker?
You know, we just had Robbie for so long and know exactly what he brings. But, again, injuries are part of it. You know, ask the Packers. They've done without. They've had an all-star team on the sideline for a long period of time. You just keep going, and this next guy up, and we're just glad that we had, you know, Mare ready to go. And, you know, a veteran that's been in every situation you can think of. And again, he's going to, you know, he'll kick for us, and we'll be fine.
How different is Green Bay's offense since you saw these guys back in September?
I'm sorry, one more time?
Yeah, how different is Green Bay's offense since you saw them back in September?
Well, I don't think, I mean, it's not like, you know, Mike's going to change his philosophy all of a sudden on what they do. I think you lean towards certain things in your package based on what's going on with your team at the time. And since we played them last, of course, the commitment to the run has gone up quite a bit. So besides that, you know, I kind of see the same Green Bay Packers offense.
Do they look like a tougher team to defend now with that run game?
One more time again.
Do they look like a tougher team to defend with that run game?
I think whenever you, you know, a team isn't one-dimensional, it's tougher to defend. But, again, if they're running and not throwing to the skill guys that they have, that isn't all bad for the opponent either. So they're a dangerous team, you know, no matter how you look at it, whether they're leaning to the run or the pass.
Lovey, Clay Matthews returned to practice today. If he does play on Sunday, what kind of challenge does he present for your offensive line?
Well, just one of, you know, the best players in the league. And he did practice today. Is that what you're telling me? No, that's good to know. We can use all the help we can get. But, no, he's just one of the best players in the league. It'll definitely get him a boost. They're a better football team with him on the football field.
What kind of adjustments do you have to make based on what when you guys played him and the Packers the first time?
You just have to know where he is as much as anything, and then decide, you know, whether you're going to put one or two guys on him, where you're going to run at him, run away from him. You know, when you have a special player, that's just he has to be a part of the game plan that you're putting in, and you have to have a plan for attacking him, you know, every play.
How was life without Brian Urlacher?
Well, you know, it's tough, just like we talked about Matthews and the Packers not having Woodson and guys like that, but that is a part of it. You know, we got to go a little bit without Brian. It's not like he has a season-ending injury, so the guys have to hold up the fort until he gets back. But, you know, we'll miss him. He's, you know, face of the franchise. Helped us win a lot of football games around here. We're a better football team with him on the football field, but we got to pick up the slack this week.
How do you view this rivalry? Is it just as intense as when you first came on board?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to change. I mean, I think, you know, 100 years from now, 50 years, 20 years from now, the cast of characters will, you know, will change. But it's one of the best rivalries in sports, I think. I think both places would say that. So something special about this week. I knew that before I became a part of the rivalry. And as you mentioned, as someone mentioned earlier, you know, in a rivalry, both teams need to win their share of games. And lately we haven't held up our end of the deal, but that's why it's always good to get another chance. And when you're in a rivalry game like this, you go through spells where one team has the other one's number for a period of time. And then you get to one game and that changes. And we're hoping that's the case this weekend.
Lovie, I know every team talks about ball security and taking it away, but why have you been able to develop so many that are so adept at it?
Well, you just talk about your basic philosophy and that you preach and the guys who you're talking about and practicing every day. They do believe in that. And then just you just look at the statistics based on who wins and loses games, and it's about that turnover ratio. In our series lately, you can just kind of go to that. We haven't won the turnover ratio in a while, and last three games or so, we haven't taken the ball away enough, and we haven't won that turnover ratio. But believe me, we're talking about it an awful lot this week, and just like the offense will have to protect the football and have good ball security, we got to get the ball back for them, whether it be through interceptions, stripping the football, or whatever.
With your guys' ability to cause fumbles and all that, do you see opposing ball carriers just kind of going down easier for fear that, you know, they're going to fight for yards and lose the ball? Do you see that?
We see teams protecting the football a lot more when they play us. That's what I see as much as anything. I wouldn't say going down, but I think it's in the back of most guys' mind when they encounter a defender of ours that they need to protect the football.
We've had at least three or four different head coaches after a game here say that we knew that Aaron Rodgers could extend plays, but it's not until we actually got down the sidelines that how elusive he is. Does that show up on film? Is he underrated in that category?
Well, I don't see how you can say that. And MVP of the league and, you know, State Farm commercials, and I wouldn't say that Aaron Rodgers is underrated. He's getting his due based on being the great player that he is. Our guys know that. He is elusive. He's hard to keep. Most teams, yes, come in and they talk about having to contain him and keep him in the well and all those different things. We're going to say the same thing. And the team that's successful at doing that, and I can't think of many that have been, you know, have a chance to have success.
Bobby, do you think your offense has developed an over-reliance on Brandon in the passing game?
I don't think you can over-rely on a weapon that's helping you move the ball, you know, score points. That would be like, you know, as I see it, us relying on Jay Cutler too much and Green Bay relying on Aaron Rodgers too much. I don't think you can do that. Brandon can help us win in a lot of different ways, you know. It's not always just throwing the ball to him. It's just his presence being around. So we're still going to rely on him. We're going to rely on all our good football players.
What do you see? The Packers have either an undrafted rookie at right tackle, or their starting left guard is going to play right tackle. However that is that a spot that you try to go after and test?
We're talking a lot of strategy here. You need me?
Well, I just wondering if you can vaguely talk around that. That'd be helpful.
Vaguely talk around? Oh, yeah, I can vaguely talk around.
Yeah, I don't want you to give away.
We're gonna try to, as you talked about earlier with Aaron Rodgers, we're going to do whatever we possibly can to try to get pressure on him, keep him pinned in. In order for us to do that, we're going to have to win some battles on the outside against whether it's a tackle that hasn't played a lot or one that's been around a lot. We're going to have to get the job done no matter what.